Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the bigger stories over the last couple days that has turned into almost a wrestling storyline is Charlie Casserly versus Kyler Murray. And now Eric Burkhart, Kyler Murray's agent, versus Charlie Casserly. Casserly saying all sorts of dastardly things about Kyler Murray, about what a poor student he is on the whiteboard and a bad leader based on things he's talked about with people in the NFL. Maybe the easiest thing to do is just reset. I want to replay this audio, but the reason we're coming out firing with this is because Clint is only with us one day a week. And Clint is on Twitter, at Clint Sterner, right, on Twitter?
Right.
No fancy frills there. It's just at your name, at Clint Sterner. And if you follow Clint on Twitter, you know that he's had a lot of opinions on what Charlie Casserly has been saying about Kyler Murray. So this is one of those times where we now take Clint off of Twitter, bring it into the show. But before we do that, let's just reset with the audio of Charlie Casserly a few days ago giving, I guess, first conveying takes he's heard from people on Kyler Murray. And by the end of it, it morphed into Charlie Casserly's take on Kyler Murray.
Well, you better hope Kingsbury takes him number one, because this was not good. This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time. I'm probably doing it longer than you're alive anyway.
You yes, have. That's why I said leadership. Really?
Yes, leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see? And raising major concerns about what this guy's going to do. Now, people will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. Well, you can. And by the way, Friday, tune in up to minute. I'll show you the offense you're going to run with this guy. It is possible. But those guys are much different. I mean, those guys, you never question about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy's not outstanding in those areas. It showed up in the interview.
Clint, the floor is yours.
Well, I think the first things first is that we have, as you and I and Rich, we all have a responsibility. I mean, when you're given this platform, whether it be this mic I'm literally in front of, or it's ESPN, or it's whoever it may be, I think we all have a responsibility. And if you're a reporter, then you have a responsibility to have accurate facts in your reporting. And I think too, if you want to take it a step further and you talk about former players, analysts, so to speak, then we have a responsibility to watch film and you know, research the stats if you need to, but the due diligence that's involved, we're responsible to I think handle before we give our opinion. And I just think you take Colin Cowherd last year, the way he attacked Baker Mayfield at this same exact time and up until the draft. This is a very similar situation with Casserly and Kyler Murray. And I just think it's irresponsible. I think it's unprofessional. And unfortunately we live in a society where guys are paid handsomely for this type of foolishness, you know, for this type of outlandish comments and opinions. And it's a shame that we live in a day when those guys get paid handsomely for these types of statements.
Yeah, but as Sean and I have been discussing, Clinton, I'm guessing you'll agree with this, his bosses aren't upset with him. The conversation that's been generated by that soundbite we just heard is you know, it's all about hits and viewers. And, I mean, it's increased the interest in what's in this story, which Casserly started.
Yeah, I guess to get more specific on your take, Clint, what's your major issue with what Casserly said? Is it the anonymity of the sources? Is it the seeming acrimony
is
it the tone?
Him specifically, it's that he's a former GM that could pick the phone up and call Lincoln Riley and find out exactly the facts. And what is before I report this, and before I just ignorantly spew it out all over social media, and on a set with a major network, I personally know Kyler Murray's high school coach. He's at Bartlesville, Texas, right now. I know him well. I've known him well the last 2 years. I actually tweeted him specifically because I knew he would respond. He responded with nothing but high regards. I mean, so the simple fact that a former GM, a guy that's paid the way he is, has the position that he has, for him to come out and flippantly make a statement about a guy, about a player, about a young player, a young athlete, at the most inopportune time, for those types of things to surface, I just think it's unprofessional, man, and irresponsible. And it's something that again, it's a shame that these guys aren't held to a higher standard.
Would it have made it more responsible if he had said, I spoke to one team or I spoke to one personnel guy and these were his thoughts on Kyler Murray, and then maybe balanced it with, but I talked to either Lincoln Riley or I talked to other teams? Because the way it's
still worked, anonymous sources.
But Rich, you and I went through the Zapruder of this thing yesterday, and the way that it's phrased makes it sound
right,
like this sweeping thought on Kyler Murray that a lot of teams have, when in fact it could be just one guy that he talked to.
But yeah, there's no doubt that the unnamed sources, and it could have been just one guy. Yes, absolutely. It could have been in a bar down the street. I saw one of the reports about what goes on at the scouting combine and how guys don't take it very seriously, right, and steaks and drinks. It could have been in that place over a drink.
No doubt.
But at the end of the day, Sean, when you take a guy like Casterly, who's a former GM, and the more details that we put onto who he is, where his expertise should be, why he has paid the money, and ultimately why we as fans and as other media members you know, as viewers, why we value his opinion, is that we just assume that he's going to at least flip the very simple stones in the process, which I would think would be, if I heard something bad about Kyler Murray, before I put it on any social media, I'd pick the phone up, I'd call his high school coach, I'd pick the phone up and call Lincoln Riley. If Lincoln didn't answer, I'd say, hey, here's what I've heard about your former quarterback.
Yeah.
This could affect your players moving forward in the draft.
Call me
it
back.
Could affect your recruiting. Call me back and let's talk about
well,
it.
There's,
and then, he didn't. But we expect that when we sit down in front of a TV and we watch a former player or a former GM or a former coach, we just take for granted. We just assume, I do anyway, that guy.
You shouldn't.
That you know, you're right. In today's world, we should not. But I just assume I assume when I hear Sean Pendergast, when I'm driving down the street in Houston, Texas, and I hear you have a strong opinion about a player or about a situation or, hell, about a bet you made, I immediately assume that you did your due diligence.
Well, every person that's given airtime has their own level of, I guess, believability or trust that they have with their listeners. But you point out something viable, I think, in that if you look at his background, the assumption should be that he knows what he's talking about because of what he's been, you know, the career he's had in the NFL. And the attacks he's been fending off have been coming from various angles. It began with what you pointed out. Florio, the next day on Pro Football Talk, called it shoddy, irresponsible reporting. He even invoked a 9-year-old quote from Bill Belichick talking about how inaccurate Charlie Casserly has been historically since leaving the Redskins. But as far as where Casserly got his information, I want to throw this into the mix because Casserly appeared on Michael Kay's ESPN New York show yesterday and told Michael Kay this, quote, "Clearly, this guy was not trained for the interview. Just listening to it, I train players. I train over 100 players a year for combine interviews. This guy wasn't trained." So, number one, he's acknowledging that he has a side business of helping prospects train for these combine interviews. And number two, he's suggesting that he saw the tape from at least one team, right? And this is Florio pointing this out again, continuing his attack on Casserly, which I don't consider unwarranted, but he's pointing out a conflict of interest here in that Charlie makes money on the side training prospects for interviews, yet in his job on the airwaves, he has used anonymous sources to criticize the interviews of players, presumably once he's not training.
And he's used one of the most polarizing college athletes in the last 15 years.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the smell test.
Wouldn't you love to know if Casserly, in the process of prospecting in this class of draftees, approached Kyler Murray's people about doing some of that sort of consulting work, and whether he was told, you know, whether he was rebuffed by Eric Burkhardt and Kyler Murray, like, no, we're good, we'll coach him up on that. You know, it does bring up an interesting side angle that I think a lot of people until a minute ago were unaware of.
Yeah, he should have disclosed that he does that on the side.
No, he should have kept his mouth shut.
Well, you're right about that, but if he's going to say what he said about Murray, he should include in his comments, and oh, by the way, this is part of what I do on the side.
Right.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.